Episode 3034, The Sum of Your Surroundings.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you have a smile on your face and joy in your heart. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I know we don't want to talk about food, or do we? Oh, yes, it's delicious until it wreaks havoc on your body. But a lot of what we look at when it comes to our health is we're looking at food and exercise. What if you could do something different? What if it came down to the sum of your surroundings? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Be sure to check out our brand new community. It's over at createyournow.mn.co. Would love to see you there. It's brand new. We're gathering some incredible women there and men. Yes, believe it or not, you are welcome too. I know it's a little strange, but we actually have an audience of men. And so if that's something for you, we want to be able to serve you also. So take a deep breath. This is a great one because when you look at the sum of your surroundings, it plays a major role in shaping your overall health and well-being. What can you do to impact your health besides food and exercise? Well, you know the saying, you're the sum of the five people you hang out with. If that is true, then let's look deeper into other areas of your lifestyle. From the air you breathe to the people you interact with, every aspect of your environment, it has significant impact on your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. And yes, May is Mental Well-Being Month. You can call it all these different things, mental health, mental awareness, whatever it is. But, you know, we need to be aware of what's going on with ourselves. And a lot of times we're not. We just go about our everyday. We live out our responsibilities through our habits. And we find ourselves just kind of doing the do. And our day becomes very mundane. And we really don't think about it. In fact, if we stop long enough and somebody says, well, what did you have for breakfast? You're like, shoot, I can't remember what I did just an hour ago. Because we're just consumed by doing the same. And because we're doing the same, we're not really focused on it. And when we're not focused on it, it's not setting into our short-term memory. And so we're just hanging out with, well, whatever memory we did create, which might have been anger or frustration. It may have been, oh my gosh, look at these wrinkles. Or, oh my gosh, I forgot to pay a bill. And so our life then becomes wrapped around what we didn't think we really thought we were doing and focusing on. And then it becomes, well, what does matter? And then you sit back and you're like, I am so confused. I don't even know where to begin. And then you look at yourself in the mirror the next day and you're like, what happened to you? I know, been there, done that. And sometimes we live in this cycle that we keep looking at ourselves going, oh my gosh, where have you been? What are you doing to yourself? And you look like you've aged 10 years overnight. And you're thinking, I was doing my hair color. I thought I was looking really good, but now I'm not sure. So let's explore the ways in which your surroundings affect your health and well-being. There's five of them I want to focus on. Number one is air quality. And I know we don't really talk about this at all. I mean, when was the last time you and I talked about air quality? Now, we've got air quality as in the words we use. Yep, that's a big important part. But I'm talking about the quality of air you breathe. It's crucial to your health. Poor air quality can exacerbate respiratory problems and lead you to a range of other health issues, including asthma, allergies, and even cancer. So make sure your home or workplace has proper ventilation and invest in an air purification system if necessary. Our grandbaby has asthma. And let me tell you, you better believe I'm looking at things. I was very blessed with our five babies. We did not have asthma with any of them. They did not have allergies. They were very, very healthy. But now we have a grandbaby and he does have asthma. So when we're looking at our home and what we want to do to make it right when he comes and stays with us, we want our air quality to be the best. And I know you do too. Right, but we don't think about, gosh, am I changing my air filters? When was the last time you changed your air filters in your house? Now, if you can't remember, most likely it hasn't been within the last 3 to 6 months. Seriously. So maybe after you listen to this, go check out your air filters, because that's one of the easiest thing you can do. For us now, we're finding that instead, now you've got to do what's right for your family. But what we've been doing, instead of buying the very, very high end ones that say it goes down to the whatever, we're just changing them now about every 45 days. Because we have pets, we have both cats and dogs, and then my daughter and son-in-law, they have a dog, and so there's just stuff everywhere. When they're outside, they bring stuff in, and I'm like, no, to better the air quality, just suck it up and get rid of it. Get it out of the house. And so we still use an expensive air filter. We just allow it to have air flow more freely through it, and we change it more frequently. So ask your physician, and then also ask your HVAC. Say, hey, what would you recommend for my system? And if you have allergies, what does that look like now? They may try to upsell you on some things. That is your option. I wouldn't say necessarily you need to always do that, but I will tell you this. If you're looking and you're saying, oh my gosh, my air quality is so important to me because I have allergies, then really do your homework. Don't just go to Amazon and think that the best seller is what you need to have, right? Just because you can get that maybe drop shipped to your house in one day, oh, I'm all on it. No. But do the research, right? It's the air you breathe. You want to breathe the cleanest air possible. So really look at that, because sometimes, believe it or not, we could be breathing in things that are affecting our health. And that includes us not being able to lose weight, us not being able to balance our hormones. There are so many things that goes into air that we forget about. So, whew, you never thought that exploring that surrounding would be so in depth. All right. Number two, your physical environment. Your physical environment can also be a factor in your well-being, right? Just think about this. If you have a cluttered or poorly designed workspace or home, right, do you think it leads to, oh, this is so easy to work in? No, it's not. It increases your stress levels. It decreases your productivity. And what do you think happens? Huh, you become a little flustered. But if you have an organized and comfortable environment, you can have a calming effect on your everyday, and you can promote a sense of well-being, a sense of relaxation. And let me tell you, I have so agreed with all of this. You know, we've had water problems. This is not recent, but it has been ongoing to the point where I even get tongue twisted talking about it. But we've had this issue for years now, and we finally figured out the problem. And so now we're in the process of trying to put our house back together. But let me tell you, I have had holes throughout my wall for a very long time. And it's interesting, you don't think about going back to air quality, right? You don't think about what you're breathing in until you start removing things from the wall. It was literally raining inside of my walls. I kid you not. Because the way, anyway, it's a long story. We won't go into it. But talk about my physical environment not suited for our well-being. Yeah, we have a problem. And it wasn't about organization. Well, now it is, because it's a mess. Like, I don't even have a master bathroom right now. It is a total disaster. And so my life is a little bit more high-stressed. But when you look at what it was before, and always having a problem that would show up every, I kid you not, 5 to 6 weeks. It was like clockwork. I had my plumber on speed dial. Like, why? And then, of course, you put in there the time of, you know, having them come out, and then it would work for a while, and then you're ready to do repairs and all of this to your walls, and then you have supply chain issues. I mean, it's just been one thing after another. So let me tell you, your air quality and your physical environment, oh, does it have a bearing on your health and mental well-being? It does. So if you go into your closet, for example, and you have all your clothes in a laundry pile, and they're clean, by the way, this is a clean story, so they're all clean, but they're just in this pile, and you go in and there's only a few things hanging in your closet, you're going to go in there and probably say, I have nothing to wear, because you can't see it. It's in a pile. And in your brain's saying, oh, I don't really want to go through that because that takes more work. And I don't have time. I'm already running 7.5 minutes late. And if I have to go through that pile, then it's going to be worse. And so what do? You stop and you go and you're like, okay, well, this doesn't work, but if I put this and this together and I have this jacket, I can make do. And then what happens? You go in something that you don't like. So where's your confidence level? Ugh, in the ground. You don't feel good about yourself. You're going to be crabby because you didn't have your clothes put away and organized in your closet. To where when you walk in there, you're like, oh, I may not really want to wear this, 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 or this, but I can wear this, 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 or this because you can see it. Air quality, physical environment. Number three, social surroundings. I love that one. Social surroundings. The people you interact with on a regular basis, right? That's what we're talking about here. They also have an impact on your health. So surround yourself with positive, supportive friends and family members that can help reduce your stress and promote what? Happiness and well-being. There's enough CRAP going on in the world today. You don't need to have your own home filled with other people that are just like talking CRAP to you all the time. You don't need that. And believe it or not, now I know this is going to shock you, but there are people in our lives that are there for a season. And then there are people in our lives that are there for a reason. And so when you look at that, there might be a time in your life you're like, this girl, I love her, but right now, it's just not the right time for us to be doing life together. And guess what? That's okay. That doesn't mean you don't like her. That doesn't mean you don't care about her. It's just that right now, in the situation that you're in the circumstances that present themselves, this is not the right time. And so you have to say, I love you, but I can't do this right now. I've got all of this happening. And that doesn't mean you're losing her friendship. It's just that you may not talk every day. You may not talk every month. It may be, well, you send a text every couple months or every 4 months. And then all of a sudden, as we, you know, progress through our life, all of a sudden you're like, oh man, you know what? I wonder what she's doing. And you reach out and next you connect and it's like you've never missed a beat in your life before. Surround yourself with positive, supportive family and friends, right? You want them to help you reduce your stress level, not increase it. Because if you're involved in toxic relationships, I promise you, that's going to have a negative impact on your mental health and overall well-being. And you don't need that, right? You've got enough in your life happening. You do not need more work. And you don't need to be in the position where you feel like you're always having to choose your life or their life. And I know already you've got someone in mind. You do. You're just already there. So take note of that. And then pray about it and say, Lord, am I supposed to move on from this? Is this a season that I just don't need to be worried about this particular friend? But over here, this friend, here for a reason. And I need to be and focused here on what I'm supposed to do. Air quality, physical environment, social surroundings. I love that one, that social surroundings. That's a hard one to say. It's fun. It just kind of like the social surroundings. Anyway, okay, we're having too much fun with this. Okay, number four, noise pollution. Noise pollution can be a major source of stress and discomfort. Yes, loud noises from traffic. Do you drive in rush hour? Mm-hmm. Yes. Construction. We had our road being worked on, it was about a little over a year ago, and they literally were outside our house for an entire year. I didn't think they would ever leave. And they would work thinking they were doing it at the right time, and it would be late at night thinking, oh, well, because of traffic and all of this, I'm like, you're right outside our door. It feels like I have a jackhammer in my house. Not fun. Not fun. So that loud noise from traffic or construction or other sources can lead to what? Increased stress levels again. Lack of sleep. Even hearing damage. So it's important to find ways to reduce the noise pollution in your environment, whether it's in your home, at your workplace, at the church, in a community gathering. What is it? Whether it be through soundproofing or simply finding a quieter environment. Sometimes we just have to figure a way to calm the chaos between our two ears. what we take in. And that means sometimes what? The noise pollution? What do you think I'm going to say? Social media. You got that. Another social. We've got to get off of our phones. Stop playing the addiction methods in your life. You don't need to hold on to them. Let them go. It's important for us to know because that's pollution in itself. And it becomes a mindset pollution. I mean, we could be here and talk about that forever. So you've got to lower that noise pollution. Maybe it's turning off the TV. Now, I'm one who actually can focus with noise. It grounds me. Why? Because I literally am kind of thinking about four or five things at one time. And so it allows me to focus. And that's how I work. Now, my husband, on the other hand, total opposite. He wants quiet. He wants it just, I mean, if he's listening to the radio, it is like classical music if he's studying, if he's got to memorize this. Now, if it's something for fun, he can turn on his country or rock or whatever it is that he wants to listen to, and he enjoys that. But not so much when he's studying or he really has to focus. So, you know, look at your noise pollution. It's important. And think about that also for your family, right? This is about you we're talking about. But once when you look at you, then extend it to your family. Because when we start doing that, it really does change the conversation of health and mental well-being. And finally, number five, your natural environment. It can have a major impact on your health and well-being. You need to get out into those green spaces and the natural environments. Get outside. I mean, research shows that natural environments have been linked to a range of positive health outcomes, such as decreased stress levels. Oh, yes, sign me up. Improved immune function and increased physical activity. So get outside. Stop acting like you have to be inside all the time. And I would recommend, if you can at all possible, go outside in the morning. Get your 20 to 30 minutes of vitamin D. Don't put on sunscreen. Now, yes, if you have issues with skin cancer or something like that, yes, apply appropriately. But if you can on areas that you do not have problems with, so women, wear a tank top. Men, don't have your shirt on if you can. Put on shorts if it's warm. Man, yesterday it was like 92 degrees. I was like, really? Just like, few days ago, we were at 60 some degrees and now we're at 92. Crazy wild. But spring is almost gone and summer is almost here, meaning the hot weather. And so maybe it's beginning to warm up in your neighborhood. So get outside in the morning. Enjoy your coffee outside, not inside. Now, if it's raining, obviously don't go outside. But however, what if you have a sunscreen porch? Get outside and listen to the rainfall. There is nothing more magnificent than listening to every single water pellet drop and hit the ground. And if you could be so still to hear that, wow, talk about focus. It's amazing. And it's just clarifying to the mind, body, and spirit. Your surroundings have a significant impact on your health and well-being. And I know a lot of us don't think about that. Why? Because we're so focused on food and exercise. I got to run. I got to get my lifting in. Oh, that's great. Got to get my protein shake in. Got to make sure I'm having my smoothie and eating enough protein. That's all fabulous. It's wonderful. But if your stress is still high and your cortisol is working overtime, do you think you're getting any better? Nope, don't think so. You're fighting a losing battle. So stop it. So what steps do you need to take to increase the sum of your surroundings? How can you better your surroundings? What does that look like? Maybe it's turning off the TV and turning on music. Seriously. Maybe you can dance a little more than watch. Maybe it's putting your phone away. When you cook dinner, you just go put it away. Now, obviously, if you need to be in contact with your child because your child's not around you, okay, have it nearby, but don't make it within eyesight range. I think it's ridiculous that we are so attached to our phones. At times, yes, when you know, like my daughter, she was flying out with her boyfriend and they were headed out to Arizona. And of course, when they're traveling, I want to know. I want to be available. I want to know when they land, when they take off, all of that. Like, I want to know all the ins and outs. And so I may not have the phone glued to my hip, but I have it where I can hear it, at least in the same room. But it doesn't have to be within eyesight. Unfortunately, we are addicted to our technology. And technology is a blessing, but it is also a curse. So what do you need to do to increase the sum of your surroundings? Start with just one. Maybe it's changing your air filters today. Go to your local hardware store and pick them up.